this is our returning champion, John Goss from San Francisco, California. Stand by to see John play for a diamond bracelet valued at $6,250. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Jaguar valued at $32,856 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, David. Hi there. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. I hope you're with us on the last couple of shows because we have a fine champion here who, as a matter of fact, he has in just Fame Games and Instant Bargains, a two-day total now just a couple of dollars short of $10,000 in cash and prizes. And that's passing on the big items. John Goss. Hi, John. Nice to have you back.
Hi, Jim. It's nice to be back.
Well, you have really done sensational.
I didn't know it was that good.
Yes. $9,485 in cash and prizes, to be exact. And you've put money in the bank, passed on some major items to stay with us, $211 in your bank account. So you need a win tonight with just $49 more, and you can have that diamond bracelet. The next thing up the line is a grand piano. As a matter of fact, you won on the last show with $131. You need $129 for the grand piano. Do it again, and you jump up there a lot higher. Are you set to go?
I think so, yeah.
Good luck. Yes, and he is a very good player, and I'm sure we have a couple of good challenges coming out. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello, Summer. Isn't it nice when the guys are over there to urge you on? Woo, woo, woo. Who do you have for us?
Our first contestant's ambition is to be an actress from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Help me welcome Diana Anderson.
Hello, Diana.
Our second contestant's ambition is to write fiction from Franklin, Wisconsin. Let's greet Tom Rome.
Hi, Tom. And we'll see you later with some bargains, Tom. Tom, your ambition is to write fiction. What kind of fiction, and how are you going about this?
Well, I'm practicing a lot at home. I enjoy creating new characters, and I take them on all sorts of adventures, and I never even have to leave my home.
All right. Well, one day we'll look for you to be published. Tom Rome, we'll look for that. Sounds like a good name for an author there. Good to have you here. Diana, your ambition, to be an actress.
Yes.
What are you doing about that?
Well, this is my big debut, and if I'm lucky, maybe I'll be discovered.
Oh, if Francis Ford Coppola is watching right now, there is Diana Anderson for you, all right? I'm trying to help, Diana. Good luck. $20 starts off all three players, and we'll start you off with this question. In a hit movie, the title character puts one long, gnarled finger out to say goodbye to his friend Elliot. John.
E.T.
E.T., the extraterrestrial. Yes, indeed. $5 for the correct answer. John goes to 25. In what card game will you hear terms such as dummy, quick trick, and slam? John.
Bridge.
Bridge is right. Yes, indeed. Dummy, I guess, would fit in almost
every game.
Every time you play, right? Another five for John goes to 30. He was the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence. John.
John Hancock.
And he signed it boldly. John Hancock is exactly right. 3-0 over the champion. Who said there's a sucker born every minute? Tom?
P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum is right. Tom has heard from. He goes to 25. Anytime somebody beats John to the buzzer, that brings out a cheer. To a short order cook, what's a spud? John?
Potato.
Potato is right. John, back on the mark with another five. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. John, already you have a $15 lead. So you can buy this.
John, have an outdoor adventure with these sporty His and Her skis. You may race along the water atop these fast formula skis, wearing these stylish safety vests. They're normally priced at $589, and today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Oh, they're very nice, John. You live in California, you could get out there, $589 worth of lovely, lovely equipment for $6. If you bought these, you would be over the $10,000 mark in instant bargains and cash and prizes, and you would still have a $9 lead. Give you $100 to buy some polish to clean them with.
You and your money.
$608, what'd you say, John?
You and your money.
Me and my money.
I love it.
I want to give it to you. Oh, $689 for $6, you still have the lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Not this time. It doesn't want to buy. First time in a while John hasn't bought. Back with this. According to the title of her film about a mermaid, actress Daryl Hannah, Tom?
Splash.
Yeah, she made a big what? Splash is exactly what it is. Tom pulls it within $10 of John. How many carats are there in pure gold? John.
24.
24 is exactly right. Champion heard from again. Name the Washington Irving character who spent a full two decades, John.
Rip Van Winkle.
In peaceful slumber. Rip Van Winkle, it is, and John hits the $50 mark. He already has enough money for that diamond bracelet worth over $6,000. Of course, he must win. Right now, he's got a $20 lead. Tom and Diana, you could cut into that lead now with the money cards up on the Fame game board. A lot of other wonderful things as well. A famous person. I'm vague about the date of my birth, but let's call it Waco, Texas, about 1945. I took a writing course at UCLA and performed comedy routines at local clubs. I wrote for the Smothers Brothers and Sonny and Cher, but writing... Tom, taking a chance.
Steve Martin.
The chance pays off. It is indeed. Oh, Steve wow. Martin, yep. I was about to say, writing didn't satisfy me. Went on to a great career. Tom, what looks good?
Number eight looks pretty good, Jim.
And behind number eight, we have Mystery Money. You're picking
well, now, that's a tough decision. You know you're up against a tough champion. You trail by $20. I know there's a $5 money card up there, a $10 money card, a lot of other wonderful prizes, but that would mean passing on the Mystery Money, and we don't know how much is there.
I'm going to pick again, and I'll go with number three.
He's going to try for the win.
And behind number three, we have $400. You're picking again.
Now we know exactly how much money you would be passing up if you decided to pass it up.
I'll take the $400.
Gonna take the cash. So Tom puts $400 into his pocket, and of course that is yours no matter how you finish in the game. There's still ample time to try to catch up, but John is tough. We'll see what all comes out in the wild. Don't go away. Well, the champion already has enough money for that diamond bracelet. Of course, he must win. His lead is a $20 lead. Pretty good lead at this point. John at 50, Tom at 30, Diana at 20. We're back with this for five. Used liberally in Italian cooking, this pungent spice is supposed... John?
Oregano.
Oh. Strikes terror in the hearts of vampires. Back, get away from the oregano. No, garlic. You lose by... The vampires are afraid of the oregano. And the champion takes a backward step down to 45. According to the title of the great song by Bacharach and David, what the world needs now, Diana?
Love.
That's what it needs is love, and Diana goes to 25. There's Francis Ford Coppola out there applauding for Diana when she got that. When a woman presents her husband with a set of quintuplets, how many babies, John?
Five.
That's how many babies are involved, and he normally falls over backwards when he finds out. You're right, John goes up to 50. The intensity of what invisible presence is measured in decibels? John.
Sound.
Sound or noise, either one acceptable. John has another five, he goes up to 55. Well, John, you have stretched out your lead again. You have a $25 lead over Tom. Are you interested? Oh, there's a 2-2 for you. Uh-huh.
John, for lovely reflections, this elegantly styled mirror. It's in solid brass and sealed with a durable baked epoxy coating for protection and ease of care, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. This beautiful mirror is normally priced at $870, but today on sale of the century, it soars for only $12.
That's very nice. Karen, you do that very well. Isn't this beautiful? It is a gorgeous, gorgeous mirror. It would cost you only $12. You would still have a $13 lead. You didn't want to buy before, John. That's not like you not to want to buy. Do you like the mirror?
And Karen, too.
And Karen, too. Well, I can only interest you in the mirror, and to get your attention away from Karen and over here, I will put $300 with the mirror. $1,170 bargain for 12 bucks. You still have a $13 lead. Going once, going twice. This time he buys. Sure, it's a beautiful mirror. Enjoy the cash as well. We knock $12 off your score, and you do indeed have a $13 lead. John at 43, Diana 25, and Tom at 30. We're back with this. What kind of animal was Joy Adamson's Elsa? Diana.
A lion.
A lion. Lioness, as a matter of fact, but lion acceptable. Diana tries Tom, and the game gets a lot closer. In London, who was supposed to have presided at 221B Baker? Diana.
The Prime Minister?
No, no. No, unless he was rooming with Sherlock Holmes. 221B Baker Street is Sherlock Holmes. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Diana. In 1906, which American city was devastated by earthquake and fire? John.
San Francisco.
Where do you live, John?
San Francisco.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, you got another five. Yes. John goes up to 48. Name the fictional sailor who made seven great voyages, Tom.
Sinbad.
In the Arabian Nights. Nicely done. Sinbad it is. Tom up to 35. He stays close. The Republican Party is often called...
The Grand Old Party?
What?
The Grand Old Party, or the GOP?
Yes, indeed. You got it. What do the letters stand for? You are right. I almost said it. John gets another five. Yeah, that Grand Old Party nickname was modestly coined by the Republicans themselves. We'll be right back. Champion John Goss in the lead at $53, Tom at 35, Diana at 25. We've added a $15 money card up on the board once again with the Fame game, and we're looking for a famous person. I was born in Cadiz, Ohio in 1901 and was given the first name William. I made my first Hollywood sound film, The Painted Desert, in 1931. 41 of my films have grossed a total of $63 million. A producer once said to me, "You'll never make it, buddy. Your ears are too big." John.
Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. Yeah, that's got to be Clark Gable. And John, you've got that ticket aboard.
Nine.
And behind number nine, we have $500.
Find some more cash. John just keeps adding to that total. But of course, he didn't find a money card to be added to his score, and Tom and Diana are delighted about that. Back with us for all three players. By what far more familiar name do we know the dashing soldier who was born Thomas Edward Lawrence? John?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia is right. Then two in a row for John, now up to 58. Your doctor just gave you an EKG. Diana?
Electrocardiogram.
More information, please.
Heart.
Yes, well, I wanted to hear what part of your body was he testing, and you got it. The heart is it. It is, and Diana goes to 30. Yes. Good. The theme song of The Lone Ranger is a famous John.
The William Tell Overture.
The overture of the composer Rossini. William Tell Overture it is, and John over the $60 mark. And again, you've stretched out your lead, and that is a great opportunity now, John. You've got $63 to Tom's 35. You can buy this.
John, enjoy some Western hospitality on your trip to beautiful Arizona. We'll fly two of you from Los Angeles to spend 5 days on a Western dude ranch. Besides horseback riding, there's tennis, swimming, Western dancing, visits to historic missions, and shopping trips across the border in Old Mexico. This trip is normally priced at $1,704. Today on sale of a century, tours for only $16.
Wow. Isn't that nice? You've already got one trip. Where did you get a trip to?
Florida. And I've never been east of Las Vegas.
Well, then you've never been out. Oh, you're going to enjoy this if you'll buy this trip. $1,704 trip. You have a $28 lead. It would cost you $16. Your lead would be cut to $12. That's pretty good lead, $12. Is it enough? No, not so good, huh?
Well, with these two, they're good.
Oh, aren't catching, they good? $1,704 for the trip and... One, two, are you beginning to like the trip a little more?
Much better, yeah.
Three, $400 in cash to go with it, a $2,104 trip, and you would still have the lead going once, going twice. John's going on another beautiful trip. Enjoy. And with the cash, John, well done. $16, we knock off his score. He's still in the lead, but it's been cut. Just $12, a lot closer. We'll go down to the wire right after this. Enjoy that. While you've been watching those important messages, we've been doing a little addition and in not even three full shows. John, do you know what your total is right now? You are in excess of $13,000 in cash and prizes. You better buy again quick to get off that unlucky 13, yeah, John. Okay. And, of course, he's still got the lead. John at $47, Tom at 35, Diana at 30. Back with this. In the Bible, who asked the rhetorical question, am I my brother's keeper? John.
Abel.
No. Uno, the other one, yes, Cain did. I'm sorry you're unable to answer that question. You lose. I think they're attacking friends. John loses five, down to 42, and it is even closer. One of our great military academies is located in, Diana?
Oh, Ann Arbor.
No, in Maryland's capital city, name it, Annapolis. Annapolis, quick buzzer cost you. Sorry about that, Diana. You lose five, down to 25. In what 1977 movie will you see a battered starship called the Millennium... Diana!
2001.
No. Millennium Falcon is in an obscure film called Star Wars. Star Wars, you lose five. And now, well, a great opportunity for you to get close to John now. As a matter of fact, you could overtake him because we've added a big $25 money card up there on the board. Get control if you can identify this famous place. I am a body of water about 1,400 miles long, with an area larger than California. Large reefs make me dangerous for navigation, except for my central channel in my southern half. My surrounding hills, coral reefs, and seaweed. John, taking a chance.
The Great Barrier Reef?
No, and a break for the challengers. The champion is out of the rest of the question. You stay at 42. There is no dollar value. We clear the board. Continue for the challengers. In my southern half, my surrounding hills, coral reefs, and seaweed all have the same distinctive color. I have been the great waterway between Europe and the Orient since the opening of the Suez Canal. The book of Exodus, Tom.
The Red Sea.
States that my waters were parted for the children of Israel. You are right. The Red Sea it is. Tom, find those money cards, and you could overtake the champion.
Well, Jim, number two looks real good.
And behind number two, we have $1,000
in total cash. Tom is happy about that. John is happy he didn't find that big $25 money card. Where were those big ones?
Behind the number seven, the number four, and the six.
Number six had that big one. Well, we finish up the game with a speed round now. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Of course, John, you are back in now as all three players compete. John's at $42. Tom, you trail by less than the value of two questions. You're at $35. And Diana, you are not out of it at $20. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Who wrote the line, "This above all, to thine own self be true"? Diana.
Shakespeare.
Time. Name the superhero who calls Gotham City home. Tom.
Batman.
Right. How many pints are there in a quart? John.
Two.
Right. According to W.C. Fields, what should you never give a sucker? Tom.
An even break.
Right. In Gone with the Wind, who was Scarlett O'Hara's last husband? John.
Ashley Wilkes.
Wrong. In 1984, David Walper produced the opening and closing ceremonies. John.
At the Olympics.
Right. Name the magazine edited by Helen Gurley Brown. John.
Cosmopolitan.
Right. Which president's portrait appears on a dime? Tom.
Lincoln.
Wrong. The three cardinal virtues are faith, hope, and... Tom.
Charity.
Right. What part of the body is treated by an ophthalmologist? John.
Your eyes.
Right. Who wrote the novel The Call of the Wild? Tom.
Jack London.
Right. In what country would you find the Aswan Dam? John.
Egypt.
Right. Name the marvelous 1984 movie about the music of a man named Mozart. John.
Amadeus.
Right. In what state is Father Flanagan's boys town? John.
Nebraska.
Right. Time. John, you've done it again. We pulled away with that speed round. Congratulations. Back with a fine champion in just a moment. First of all, the president's portrait who appears on the dime is Franklin D. Roosevelt. Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara's last husband was Rhett Butler. Rhett Butler was the last husband. And this, above all, to thine own self be true. Diana, you got it right, but the judge had clearly signaled time before you answered William Shakespeare. We have to say goodbye. Tom, first of all, a good total in cash. Not bad. $1,450.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy. A lot of fun.
Thank you. Good luck with your ambitions.
Thank you.
And Diana, we will look for you. I know. Francis Ford Coppola, you got to be looking at Diana. You've got the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us as well. And John Goss, our champion, goes back up shopping again. Come on, John. You've got enough money. You've added to your total for that diamond bracelet. Very well done. Very well done. And again, you have that great ability to buy. You get knocked down. You come right back. A strong total, $283. Easily buys you this.
Feel majestic wearing this luxurious bracelet. An 18-karat gold bangle bracelet inset with diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This stunning bracelet, normally priced at $6,250. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, you have $283. So say yes.
Beautiful.
You can take that and add to your total and leave us. Or, again, you could take the risk that you could win $57 more. That's all you'd need. $57 more in the win, and you can have this.
Elegance never sounded this good with this magnificent Schaefer and Sons Artist Grand Piano. Can fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer and Sons. This grand piano, normally priced at $9,915. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Get $340. That's the next thing up the line. John is getting very used to being here. I turned around. I didn't see the piano. John said, just follow me. It's over here. Thank you, John. Hey, the next thing up the line, $162. That's how far you are away. You've had a couple of great trips, but nothing like this.
It's a dream come true. A lavish cruise in the Mediterranean. We'll fly two of you from Los Angeles to Athens for a 26-day cruise to Miami. You'll visit Greece, Italy, Africa, Madeira, and the Canary Islands. Truly an unforgettable odyssey from the old world to the new. This memorable trip, normally priced at $12,316. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
And you've already got $283, so that's certainly within reason. Very soon, $750 gets you everything on the stage, John, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $67,000.
jackpot continues to rise. John, the decision to make. Do you want to take the bracelet and leave? The grand piano is next. Your mother plays piano. Remember that. Think about it. We'll find out his decision in a moment. John Goss has been talking to Summer Bartholomew for the last couple of shows, and she likes this, John. Say yes, and you can take this with everything else and leave us. You could give it. Never mind. It's not yet. I don't know. Do you want to take that bracelet and leave or put your money in the bank? The grand piano is next. It's either Summer or Mother. What are you going to do?
Oh, what a wonderful decision. My mother will be glad to know I picked her. I'll go for it.
He's going to come back. We'll put the money in the bank. Another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. Sorry about that, Summer. $68,000. See you next time on Channel of the Century.
Prices of manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. Due to a production error, a fame game question was discarded and the program edited. This is Jay Stewart speaking.